This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Saving money on exterior wall lights now at Menards. Find your style with Patriot Lighting. Exterior lights enhance the look of your home. Choose from over 50 options from Patriot Lighting. Now through May 19th, get $10 instant savings on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on in-stock outdoor wall lights. Check out our entire selection of outdoor lights and see the rest of our deals happening now on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome in, everybody, to our instant reaction to Alabama-Mississippi State. The Crimson Tide getting the big 40-17 win on the road against the Bulldogs there in Starkville tonight. A really fun game for the Crimson Tide. After a slow start, they kind of find their feet and get rolling there in the first quarter. Jake, how you doing, buddy? And what did you think about that contest?
I'm doing good, Stacey. And, man, you know, I felt like the first quarter was more of a feeling out session, trying to get – you know, get into the swing of things, and then the second quarter, we finally found our footing and finally had a big turnover defensively that led to a touchdown. Offense started rolling a little bit, started clicking, and then we just started getting the groove. And we pretty much had the crowd out of it at halftime, and they kind of got back in the third quarter, but we silenced it back with a couple of drives in the third quarter and then, of course, in the fourth quarter as well. So that's my initial takeaways on the game.
Yeah, big-time performance from the defense from a turnover perspective, Jake. They were able to create three turnovers, return one for a touchdown. Caleb Downs was able to get his first career interception, so that was nice to see.
Yeah.
Just a really good performance from the defense. There was a couple series where they gave up some yardage and third down conversions to Mississippi State, but overall it was a really good performance from the defense. And we're going to get into the stats here in just a minute, but we do have a poll up right now. Want to hear what your grade is for Alabama's performance tonight, A, B, C, or other. I thought it was a pretty good performance. I think there's a lot of things they could have done better, despite it being a 40-17 margin for the Crimson Tide, which, you know, I think maybe one of the biggest takeaways that I have, Jake, is the fact that, you know, playing on the road, there's been a lot of miscues lately for Alabama. And after that first couple series where, you know, snaps were bad, a couple sacks, they really just settled into the game. And you know, they never really had any miscues after that. So a really good performance as far from a mental standpoint for the team, being able to kind of overcome the early lapses from the offense and really kind of find their rhythm and get into the game and avoid those costly mistakes that's really plagued them on the road over the past several seasons.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I was really impressed, with the whole team tonight. Like you said, it was a great team win. And, you know, there was a couple of mishaps. I feel like Tuskegee Airman said, Milrow seemed comfortable after two consecutive runs. He finally got into it, I felt like, a little bit with those big runs. And then, you know, you can see his progression. You can see his growth. He's starting to see the field a little bit better. He's starting to find guys, you know, when his first and second option's not there, he's either taking off or he's going and he threw out a couple to Jace McClellan a little bit tonight in the flats as his third option. So, you know, that's the thing. I mean, that was his, fifth career start, I think, fourth or fifth. So,
right.
I mean, it's going to take time. And another thing I was really impressed with, I really thought the offensive line played really well on, mm-hmm. you know, run and pass block tonight. And I think that was a key as well.
Yeah, it was the offensive line's best performance of the season, no question about it. And, you know, I think even the sacks that they did have, most of them were, you know, really Milrow just holding on to the ball a little bit too long instead of throwing it away or taking off. But, you know, Milrow got things started there in the first quarter, Jake, with that 53-yard touchdown run, just showing off his elite athleticism, Jake. And, you know, that's what you have with Milrow. You know, you're going to take some lumps with him as a quarterback as he continues to grow and develop. But he offers you that type of play that, you know, 99% of other quarterbacks cannot give you. So I think, like you said, he's continuing to grow and make progress as a passer and kind of, you know, reading the defense and making going through his progressions that way. But he's really maturing. And what he gives you on the ground, two rushing touchdowns today, is just something you don't get from most other quarterbacks. So he's making up for what he's lacking as far as being a true drop back passer at this moment with what he can do with his feet. So you kind of got to, it's a give and take relationship right now with Jalen Milroe, but really pleased with the offensive line, the way they opened up lanes and for Jace McClellan, Rodale Williams, and then even Rodale Williams there, Justice Haynes there late in the game, had a little bit of a couple good runs there. So that was nice to see, but a really good performance for this Alabama offense as far as kind of controlling the line of scrimmage and really having and imposing their will on Mississippi State for the majority of the contest.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I really thought that like you said, the offensive line had one of its best games this year, and that is an improvement. You know, I feel like Caden Proctor had a really great game. His name's been called a bunch because he's been giving up a lot of sacks. But he really, really had a great game tonight. And overall, the offensive line, we talked about it, they're going to get better. It's just, you know, this offense is going to get better. It's just we got so many young guys in key positions. It's going to take some time. One thing that we've been harping on is getting that rushing attack going. I feel like if we get the rushing attack going, it will help Miro get in the swing of things, get in the groove of the game. And that's what we did early on. We started establishing the run, Stacey, and really got Miro going early.
No doubt. I'm going back through the chat, Jake, and I got to get to Ben Ross, 88. He says, mad Coach Saban has returned. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I've seen Coach Saban as fired up in the last, I don't know, two seasons maybe, as he was tonight. He went off on multiple occasions, and that fire – It was so much fun to see the way he laid into Terrion Arnold. He laid into Travaris Robinson once, laid into the officials a couple times. Mad Coach Saban is a fun Coach Saban to watch. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, absolutely. When he was chewing Terrion Arnold out, I was like, where have you been all season? And really the last 2 years, we haven't really seen that fire, it seems like. And I mean, he was on it all night. I mean, he was still getting on players in the fourth quarter, and we're up, you know, 40-17 on guys. And of course he chewed into the reporter at halftime too. So you know, that's a typical Saban we've been missing, and I'm glad he's back, because I think Saban knows, like he said, once he yelled at the team, they started playing better. I think he knows his team is good. And this team can be great. It's just, we just got to get some motivational factor in there, and Saban's going to be that motivational factor.
Yeah, and you know, one thing about Miro's play tonight, he never once forced the ball into a bad situation, was made really good decisions. And I felt like his running ability early in that game, it kind of set the tone and gave him confidence for the remainder of the game. So I was really pleased with the way Milroe played. Of course, you know, Mississippi State's not a great defense. It's not going to be anything like they're going to face next week against Texas A&M. So he's going to have to continue to develop. But a really good performance from Milroe tonight. The way he allowed his feet to make the plays offensively early on. Then the running game got going for Roydell and for Jace. And then he was able to do his job in distributing the football tonight. You know, 10 of 12 passing, 164 yards. Should have had a touchdown pass. I'm sorry, that was a catch by Nye Black in the end zone. An incredible effort by Nye Black. I can't believe they didn't even review that. Two plays in a row where the officials really messed up. The Nye Black scored there, and the very next play, Mississippi State jumps off sides and they call a false start on Alabama. Yeah. So two bad plays in a row for the officials there. But I thought Nye Black was a difference maker in this game as well. And you get the feeling that Tommy Reese is wanting to kind of focus on Nye Black and getting him the ball a little bit more. You know, he got called back, but he picked up a nice play on kind of a little quick toss to him in the backfield, kind of in a jet sweep type play for Nye Black. So you see that Reese is wanting to get him involved as much as possible in the offense because of his ability to make plays. He's such an explosive athlete, you know, at 6'4", 240, but, you know, really has wide receiver skills as a tight end. So getting Nye Black the ball will be important for Alabama moving forward.
Yeah, I agree, Stacey. Nye Black, he was mentioned early in the season about being a mismatch for defenses, and you saw a little bit of that tonight. I mean, you saw it all year, honestly. When he's got the ball, He's become a problem in the open field. So, I mean, the touchdown tonight, then he had one against Texas, I think, that got called back because of a penalty. So, I mean, he's starting to get, you know, start going in on his own and getting to his groove as well. So, and one more thing about Milroe, Saban had talked about this week how he wanted a point guard at quarterback. I feel like Milroe was a point guard tonight. He made the plays when he needed to. He didn't force anything. Biggest thing is no turnovers at all. So,
yep, no doubt. No turnovers, took care of the football, distributed the ball well, and also used his legs. So really what you're looking for Milroe to do this season, especially the early portion of the season, he done what you wanted. So I was really pleased with the way he played. You look there at the rushing stats from Alabama. You know, you had three guys with 10-plus carries. That's a good way, a good healthy way of kind of keeping those guys fresh and wearing down the opposing team. You know, Jace McClellan, 15 carries, 63 yards. He was so close to busting several runs in this game. And you could tell he was wanting to break one so bad. You know, Royaldale steady as can be, 10 carries, 44 yards. And like I mentioned, Jace McClellan or Justice Haynes gets in there late in the game, 4 carries, 22 yards, showed off his good skill and his great balance there on that one run where he, you know, twists away from a defender and somehow manages to keep his balance to get a few more yards. So running game is definitely coming along and improving week in and week out. And next week's going to be a tough task against Texas A&M, who has a stout defensive front, Jake, 5-star players across the board. So it's not going to be an easy task, especially on the road. But you get them where it's not a night game, so I think that's going to help Alabama a little bit as well. But really, really good performance offensively. Jake, as we look at the defense real quick, a game where – it was all about turnovers, Jake, forcing turnovers, something that this team has struggled with. You know, really, last year was a struggle. I think they had 7 interceptions as a team last year, all of 22, and I think they have 5 so far this season, 5 or 6. So they've basically matched the total from last season already in 5 games. So a really good start for the secondary on the season. 2 lockdown corners in Kool-Aid and Terrion. Caleb Downs is continuing to be a superstar for this team as a true freshman. Once again, right up there with the leading tacklers in the game. I thought Jihad Campbell played outstanding for Alabama. Trez Marshall played outstanding with 2 sacks. Dallas Turner gets another sack. So Malachi Moore's all over the field. Just a really good performance by the defense outside of about 2 possessions of the game where Mississippi State, you know, kind of, you know, converted a couple third down and longs and was able to move the ball and, you know, had a couple good running plays as well. But, you know, Mississippi State's got a pretty good offense, Jake. They put up 30 points last week on the road against South Carolina. So they're not a bad offensive team. They got a veteran quarterback. I think he made his 38th career start tonight. So played a lot of football, but forcing turnovers was critical for Alabama. And the way they were able, you know, total yards, 261 for Mississippi State. So just that's a great number defensively for Alabama. Only 107 passing yards for Mississippi State. That is that is incredible. But really good job by the defense. Forcing 3 turnovers. That's going to win you a lot of football games, especially if you can turn one of those into a touchdown. So great job by the defense. If that, you know, this game was really what this Alabama team needs to be. Really good on special teams, establish a physical running game, don't turn the football over, and then play opportunistic defense, force turnovers, get a non-offensive touchdown if you can. That's the Alabama way, and that's what it looked a lot like an old school Alabama win, and that was a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, it was, man. Trez Marshall was all over the field tonight as well. I thought he had a really good game. And Campbell, like you had mentioned as well, filling in for Deontay Lawson. Couple of series, like you said, kind of got away from Bama, giving up. You know, they had like 2 or 3 conversion on third down. But other than that, the defense is really solid. And I mean, this secondary, I would dare say, is probably the best in the country right now. I mean, just the way they attack and way they are playing. I mean, Kool-Aid had a nice pass breakup late in the game that got them off the field on fourth down, allow us to run the clock out. And Arnold as well, just been a lockdown corner. And it seemed like he started playing a lot better once Saban got in his face and told him, it was like, man, you know, what are you doing out there? And then it was awesome to see Saban later on go over there to him and point at him and say, hey, you're doing, you know, he's like, hey, you're doing what I told you to do. And you know, Arnold was like, you know, nod his head. So that's great to see.
Yeah, a lot of fun. All right, Jake, I want to get to the chat here. Mm-hmm. I'm glad Milroe's established himself as a leader and solidifying his starting spot. I think having just one quarterback through the game helps with getting in a groove. No doubt. I think that helps build continuity and chemistry with the rest of the offensive players. Reese needs to change it up with play calling. Rush, pass is way too predictable and will kill us against better teams. Well, I think tonight that was basically the case because they were having so much success on the ground. So this team is continuing to build off that Texas loss, feeding off each other. Agreed. One thing's for sure, we've got one of the best running back rooms in college. No doubt. Defense is good enough to carry us when having a bad game. Yeah, I think that's a key for this team, Jake. The defense is going to keep you in every game. So, like Milroe did today, it's about taking care of the football. Just take care of the football, lean on the running game, lean on Jace McClellan, Rodale Williams, and those stable of backs, and just make the plays that are there to be made. You don't have to be special. You don't have to do anything just extraordinary. But the truth is, he's probably going to because of his elite athleticism. And those two touchdown runs were incredible. I know the one was only 10 yards, but I don't know how he got there. The two dudes had an angle on him, and he somehow gets in the end zone. So he's so elite with the ball in his hands that it's hard for defenders to keep up with him.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of funny and cool, but that they kept comparing him to Michael Vick. I'm like, man, you know, Milroe still got some things to work on. Now his deep ball is excellent. He had some really good passes intermediate tonight, and he started his decision making's getting there. So his speed is a killer, just like Michael Vick was in the day. So, you know, if he continues to improve, you know, you can see with this offense and how this offense is going to be, you know, moving forward.
Yeah, C. Smith 5410 says Milroe is growing every game and making better decisions. Would like to see the wide receivers more involved, but I like where we are headed on offense. Defense looks elite. Yeah, I think that pretty much sums it up in a nutshell right there. Milroe's continuing to grow and develop. The offensive line is finding their way, creating lanes for the running backs, and the defense is flying around the field, making plays, getting after the quarterback, forcing turnovers, and just playing an elite brand of defense right now. The truth is they might be the best defense in the country at this point of the season.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be a homer here, but I mean, it's hard to argue at this point, you know, that they are.
Yep. All right. Well, Jake, it was a great performance from Alabama tonight, a really good team performance. Offense did their job. Defense did their job. Reichard 4 for 4 for 40 on his field goal attempts. Kendrick Law had a couple of nice kick returns. Mm-hmm. James Burnett punted like a hero tonight. That one that he pinned at the 1 yard line on the first punt was just incredible. And I want to mention one guy, Jake, before we, you know, just look at Texas A&M for just a brief moment before we wrap it up. Ja'Cory Brooks, Jake, a junior wide receiver who I think there's no question about it, is having a disappointing season from an offensive perspective, Jake. I think he's got like 2 or 3 catches on the year, Jake, for maybe 10 yards. So he hasn't really been that involved offensively, but he is playing his tail off on special teams, Jake. So what that tells me is he's bought in to being a team player and doing whatever he can to help this team. And so I just wanted to give him a quick shout out and give him the credit where it's due, because he's playing hard despite not having the offensive season that I'm sure he was hoping to have here as a junior.
Yeah, he had one pass thrown to him tonight. It was like a wide receiver screen. I mean, he almost broke. I think he got tripped up by the shoelace, just a shoelace tackle type deal. But you know, he has not really gotten it going. But like you said, he has bought in with the team, and you know, there's so many great wide receivers. I feel like that, you know, and with the emergence of Jalen Hale, you know, coming out as a freshman. So these guys, that they're all going to be on the field at some point, and they're all going to be wanting the ball. But, you know, only three guys can be out there at one time. So we still need to establish who our go-to is going to be. I feel like Bond is that guy right now. I do feel like Hale could be it moving forward in the season once he gets a little bit more game experience as well.
Yeah, well, and a lot to do with the fact about receivers and snap counts. They're doing a lot of 12 personnel, Jake. So, you you know, then you're taking a receiver off the field when you do that. So I think that's affected both Brooks, and I think it affected Burton tonight because of the way Alabama played offense. They were basically in 12 personnel the entire game. So it was basically Isaiah Bond and, you know, another receiver on the field tonight. So Nye Black was moving all over the place, which is something I like to see. So I like what the offense is becoming. They're starting to create that identity, and, you know, they're just going to get better and better as the weeks go by. So it's really encouraging to see the way they played tonight. No turnovers, no real costly mistakes, despite the early snap typhoon from Seth McLaughlin, which has got to get corrected. But
I don't know what's happened to him.
I don't know what's happened to Seth, but that's got to get fixed quick. But Jake, real quick before we head out, Texas A&M next week on the road at College Station, another tough road environment. Jake, can Milroe once again go in and play a mistake-free game on the road against a really talented team who's going to be playing with a backup quarterback, but a guy who's really experienced and is a good player, Max Johnson. They got a lot of good weapons on the perimeter. They got a good stable of running backs as well. So it's just – I think it goes back to just playing a mistake-free game offensively and just kind of do your job, let that defense make plays, and lean on that running game. And I think they can escape College Station with a win again.
Yeah, I agree, Stacey. I think Milroe, like we have said, he's going to get better each and every game that he plays in. He's starting to look a lot better. You know, I think somebody mentioned earlier the biggest things for him now he's got to work on is getting rid of the ball. You know, if he's running out of the pocket and there's nobody open, instead of taking a sack or getting, you know, even getting back to line of scrimmage, just throw it away, you know, just – That way you save a couple yardages. But it's going to be a tough environment. Like you said, it is a 2:30 game, so we won't have to deal with it being at night. But, you know, this team is special, I feel like. And it's going to be – it's all going to hinge on defense making plays. We're going to need another, as I call it, against A&M to get the ball rolling. If we can weather the storm early on like we did tonight, I think we're going to be all right.
I agree 100%. It's just like you said, it's about weathering that storm early on, getting past the emotion that happens when you're playing on the road in an environment like that, and just, you know, just take care of business, Jake. This team, like you said, they have something – it seems like they have something special about them. I don't – how far that takes them, I don't know. But I like the mental makeup of this team. They seem to be tough. They seem to be hungry. They seem to be aggressive. They seem to be physical. So hopefully that can kind of carry into next week into College Station and come away with another road win before heading back home for Arkansas. And, you know, you get to that week, you're halfway through the season, Jake, and before you know it, November's going to be rolling around and you're playing some of your big-time rivals. So the season is moving right along. Alabama sits at 4-1 now, 2-0 in SEC play, heading into College Station in week six, looking to make another big win on the road for the Crimson Tide. That's going to wrap it up, guys. Thank you so much for watching. Been a lot of fun. Thanks to Bleacher Report for allowing us to do this each and every week in a post-game Fall and Alabama's game. So we appreciate that. If you're not already, subscribe to our YouTube channel at Tide Talk Live. You can find us there where we do preview shows, predictions, and all that fun stuff over there on YouTube. So we would appreciate a subscription there. Thank you so much for watching. For Stacey Blackwood and Jake Thomas, this has been our instant reaction show live here on the Bleacher Report app. And we'll see you guys real soon. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.